If you were a kid in the mid to late 2000s, you were no doubt a purveyor of online virtual worlds such as Club Penguin or Animal Jam. Games of this ilk were typically meant to be appropriate for children. They take place in bright and colorful worlds populated with happy, friendly mascot characters. But what if there was something else? Something much darker and malicious hiding below the surface? What if the bright, happy world was just a facade meant to trick parents into allowing their children into something much more dangerous? What if there was, for example, a killer somewhere in the virtual world, lurking in the shadows and waiting for the perfect opportunity to strike an unsuspecting kid, not only killing their online avatar, but potentially bringing real-world harm to the targeted player? These were rumors that were quickly spreading around the user base of Webkinz, a 2005 online virtual world developed by plush toy manufacturer GANS. This was one of the first games to really implement the toys to life concept that we saw flourish in the 2010s with franchises like Disney Infinity, Skylanders, and Nintendo's line of amiibo figures. Most online games at the time, such as Club Penguin, Panfu, and Poptropica, ran on a membership service, giving the player full access to the virtual world with a paid monthly subscription. Other games, such as Nyctropolis and Mickworld, essentially just served as advertisements, so they could be completely played for free. Webkinz, at least up until 2011, would require the purchase of a real Webkinz plush toy. Each of these plush toys would come with a code that would unlock that pet in the virtual world, as well as an entire year of game time. That's right, only a year of game time. A year after your Webkinz plush was redeemed online, you'd lose access to the game until you bought and redeemed another Webkinz plush. To be fair, each plush was only around $19.99, which was significantly cheaper than other virtual worlds. Club Penguin, for example, charged $57.95 for a year of membership. The requirement to buy a real plush toy in order to play the game, as well as just the sense of mortality that came with the one-year time limit, helped to really bond players to their Webkinz characters more than most other games. The Webkinz you adopted in-game didn't just act as virtual avatars either. You also had to take care of them by feeding them, playing with them, dressing them up. The cherry on top was the fact that Webkinz could actually talk to their owners in-game, implying that they had a form of human cognition. The game did everything to make the player feel like their Webkinz was a real, conscious being. This probably contributed to a lot of Webkinz sales, having players buy new pets in order to keep access to their old ones that they've already bonded with. Luckily, losing access to your account after a year was the only real in-game threat to your pet. Sure, it could get sick, but no real permanent harm would ever come to your pet, unlike Club Penguin Puffles, which would quote-unquote run away if neglected. Even if your account was frozen, you'd regain access to everything including your old pets once you redeemed a new code, but the fear was there for a lot of players. I mean, the idea of losing a pet that you care greatly for is a very upsetting thought, even if that pet is virtual. However, it wouldn't be long before these fears were seemingly legitimized for the players of the game, as rumors of a so-called Webkinz killer began to surface both online and in real life. Now, the first thing to understand about the Webkinz killer is that it doesn't refer to a single entity, as the name might suggest. There is no concrete Webkinz killer. The name instead acts as a catch-all term to any kind of fatal harm that could befall your virtual pet, meaning that there is a large range of stories from players claiming what the Webkinz killer actually is. Today, I'd like to go over a number of these rumors and try to explain them, with some of these claims getting particularly weird. So please feel free to grab a snack and a drink while we take a trip back to the mid-2000s.
Welcome to
Netizen,
the Internet History Podcast.
So, there are a lot of these rumors, and a lot of them share various similarities and characteristics. I'm gonna try to cover as many of them as possible, but I'll highly doubt I'll be able to get them all. One of the main recurring themes in these Webkinz killer rumors is a black box. You'll often find yourself receiving various colorful gift boxes in the world of Webkinz. Dragging these gift boxes from your inventory hotbar into your Webkinz home would allow you to open the gift and receive whatever's inside, often being a piece of furniture, clothing, or food. However, stories began popping up of a supposed black gift box that had the potential to harm your pet. I believe that the origin of the black box's common appearances in these stories is the rumor of the killer pet hiding in a box. Supposedly, a black gift box would randomly appear in your Webkinz home as if it were a normal piece of furniture. Clicking on it to try and open it up, however, would result in a murderous pet jumping out and chasing your Webkinz with a knife, attempting to behead it. Another black box rumor involved Miss Birdie.
Hello there! I'm Ms. Birdie,
one of the friendly mascots that give the world of Webkinz so much of its personality. Ms. Birdie is especially prevalent because she's the first mascot the player will meet, given that she runs the pet adoption agency.
I run the adoption center here in Kinsville.
She was the character you went to in order to bring your new plush toy to life in the digital world, so the idea that she also had the power to take your pet's life away was a scary one, to be sure. One of the less popular rumors describes a supposed pop-up message you would receive in-game, where Ms. Birdie would randomly let the player choose one of three different gift boxes, with most claiming that they were given the choice between a red, yellow, and black gift box. While the first two would expectedly result in a free gift, choosing the black box, however, would cause your pet to meet an untimely demise at the hands of Emily Birdie. Yes, that's her full name. Various players have also made claims that they were jump-scared by a red, glowing-eyed Miss Birdie, resulting in their pet dead and laying in a puddle of their own blood on the floor.
I'm Miss Birdie.
Most of these rumors, however, involve Miss Birdie's significant other, Dr. Quack.
Welcome back!
Dr. Quack played a pretty important role in the game, as your virtual pets did have various needs that had to be met by the player, those needs being happiness, health, and hunger. While it's a bit hard to find details on how exactly these worked, as a while ago the pet care system in Webkinz had been completely revamped, I believe that happiness could be kept up by playing games with your pet, hunger would be kept up by feeding your pet, obviously, and health could be kept up with a mixture of how much sleep your pets get, as well as how healthy their diet is. You could go to Dr. Quack's clinic at any time to receive a free general checkup for your pet, where Dr. Quack would tell you what you could do to improve as the player in order to keep your pet more healthy.
Let's give your pet a checkup.
If anything, your Webkinz could use a little more sleep. It's always a good idea to put your Webkinz to bed before leaving Webkinz World.
He'd even compliment you on things that you were doing right in regards to taking care of your Webkin, which gave a real sense of accomplishment as a kid.
You're doing a good job of taking care of your Webkinz. You must be feeding it lots of fruits and vegetables.
If you weren't a very responsible pet owner, however, your Webkin could actually fall ill. You'd be able to tell if your pet was sick, as their in-game sprite would suddenly be given a comical thermometer in their mouth and ice pack on their head, like something out of an old cartoon. All you had to do to make your pet better was go to Dr. Quack's clinic so he could prescribe your pet medicine for a small price.
I understand you're not feeling 100%. Achoo to you too. Your Webkinz is very sick, but I'm relieved to tell you that it's nothing serious. Just a little cold. You'll need to buy some medicine to get your pet feeling healthy again.
Usually less than 100 kins cash, the in-game currency.
Good. Your pet is feeling better already. When you go home, try feeding it some soup and then put it straight to bed.
This medicine, although meant to make your pet feel better, was likely the start of many rumors involving Dr. Quack, as players began reporting that the medicine sold to them was actually poison. Supposedly, pets were suddenly dropping dead after taking their prescribed medicine. I wouldn't be surprised if a number of players at the time intentionally kept their pets sick because of the rumors spreading around. From this, plenty of other claims about Dr. Quack began to make their rounds. One involved the eyesight chart on the back of his office. Supposedly clicking on it a certain number of times would, for some reason, enrage Dr. Quack to the point of murder. I can't show any visual examples of this, as this is, you know, an audio podcast, but I encourage you to go to Google Images and simply search Webkinz Killer. You will see plenty of supposedly true screenshots that serve as evidence of Mr. Quack. Fuck. Plenty of supposedly true screenshots that serve as evidence of Dr. Quack conducting brutal, gory killings. Sure, they all look like they were crudely edited in MS Paint, but maybe that's just part of the games that the developers are playing. Making the killings look like they were amateurly edited in order to throw us off their trail? Makes you think. The terrible, scandalous rumors involving Dr. Quack, as well as just the upsetting nature of a kid's beloved pet getting sick, seemingly ended up resulting in Dr. Quack retiring. In 2015, Dr. Quack, the fictional character, announced that he'd be retiring as a doctor and closing the Webkinz Clinic, as he had worked together with another in-game mascot, the mad scientist Goober, in order to find a cure to all sickness. That's right. Dr. Quincy Quack and Harold Goober Hausenpfeffer Jr. managed to cure all illness in the world of Webkinz, rendering the clinic obsolete and keeping all pets in permanent good health. Now, the only consequence for neglecting your pet's needs is them becoming a little bit sad. One of the wildest types of Webkinz rumors, at least in my opinion, involve a certain competitor website. I see a lot of people my age making jokes claiming that you had to either be a Webkinz kid or a Neopets kid. The rivalry was supposedly fierce. As competition, I suppose there always was the threat of Neopets killing Webkinz by beating it in the market, but what if Neopets could also kill Webkinz literally? Like, the idea of a Neopet managing to literally break into the world of Webkinz in order to conduct a series of killings is so insanely absurd and just obviously not how anything like this works. But to a child? Yeah, I can understand how that would be totally believable. I mean, as a child, I thought that those Club Penguin and RuneScape crossover videos were real. My dumbass really thought that characters from one virtual world could cross over into another virtual world. I have no doubt that children really believed Neopets posed a terminal threat to their beloved Webkinz. One of the most popular variants of the previously mentioned black box rumor claimed that the killer pet that would jump out of the box was, in fact, a Neopet. The attacking Neopet would chase after and assault your Webkinz with a weapon of some sort, usually a knife or a hammer, which, honestly, the hammer sounds way more brutal. Like, yeah, sure, a stabbing is violent, but the idea of one virtual pet smashing another virtual's pet's skull in on screen is such a disturbing visual to imagine. And of course, since this was the 2000s, there were also rumors going around that this so-called Webkinz killer was actually a computer virus. There were never really, like, specific claims about how the virus worked or what exactly it did outside of the claim that it would, quote-unquote, destroy your entire computer. I feel like the 2000s were a period of time where nearly everything was accused of being a virus at some point. I remember the Webkinz killer being called a virus, Roblox used to be called a virus. I'm pretty sure at some point I saw people claiming that YouTube was a virus. When I was a kid, pretty much any time either of my parents heard a rumor about something potentially being a virus, that thing instantly became banned off of the family computer, no questions. Meanwhile, my dad was often downloading pirated audio software and actually getting the family PC infected with malware, but that's neither here nor there. With the claims of a potentially computer-destroying virus, along with just the really dark stories that Webkinz players would tell their parents about the supposedly kid-friendly computer game that they were playing, a lot of upset parents started writing into GANs about their concerns. Online rumor investigating publication Snopes was on the ground floor when it came to debunking these rumors. Yes, before it dedicated itself to trying to correct political misinformation, Snopes was primarily focused on investigating fun internet rumors. I remember when the internet used to be fun. Some emails displayed on the Snopes page for the Webkinz killer include: a black, red, or yellow box appears in your Webkinz world. If you click on the black box, a Neopet pops out with a knife and chops your Webkinz head off. The red box does the same thing. If you click on the yellow box, you lose all of your Webkinz possession and money. It sounds like a legend to me, but little kids are telling my kids, this happened to me. I'm not sure what to think. My kids came home from school yesterday telling me they heard of a computer virus issues associated with their Webkinz. Webkinz are stuffed animals which you can buy and then somehow use the web to play games, etc., with friends who also have the animals. The virus comes on the screen as a penguin with red eyes and ruins your PC. This Webkinz virus thing is totally true. It happened to half my friends on Webkinz. There is either some kind of box on the floor or some kind of bomby thingy. It comes out like you got a gift, then Dr. Quack or Miss Birdie pops up, lights go out, red eyes come, it makes slashing noises on your computer, and then the lights turn on and your Webkinz are dead on the floor with blood on them. You probably think that Webkinz people would never do that. You're right, but Neopets would. Why? Because they got angry that everyone went on Webkinz and no one went on Neopets anymore, and they hacked into Webkinz and put in some kind of virus. It's pretty scary for kids, so be careful with what you do with your Webkinz and don't go to your room. I bet that one was written by one of the concerned parents. So, obviously, with potentially hundreds of children spreading violent rumors about the game and tons of concerned parents contacting them, Gans wasn't exactly happy. The developers decided that rather than letting the rumor run its course and die out, the best course of action would be to put out an official statement addressing the controversy on a page titled, "Concerned About a Rumor?" Many people have been writing in, asking about a rumor that is going around. The rumor is about something in Webkinz world hurting Webkinz pets. The most important thing to know is that this rumor is not true at all. Nothing in Webkinz world would ever hurt your Webkinz pets. Everyone at Webkinz world headquarters works really hard to make Webkinz world a safe, happy, and fun place to play. We want you and your Webkinz pets to have a great time while playing on the site. Please make sure to tell your friends that their pets are safe, and the rumors are not true. Remember that we would never allow anything to hurt your Webkinz pets. Yeah, this was understandably kind of upsetting for the developers. According to a 2021 Forbes interview with Carl Borst, an executive creative director at Gans, the Webkinz team found the rumors to be really, really annoying. I mean, I should have seen it coming. As kids age up into their tween/early teen years, scary and gross humor becomes more popular. But we had worked so hard to keep the game kid-friendly and non-violent that hearing about kids honestly being scared that a virtual killer would kill their pets ticked me off. Writing those articles acknowledging the rumor was something I didn't want to do, but had to. I really feel for the developers here. I can imagine that building a consistently child-friendly brand is an extremely difficult task to achieve, as pretty much anything could be easily misconstrued as inappropriate and spark sudden outrage. Having something completely out of your control threatening your brand's carefully crafted image must be extremely frustrating and just overall upsetting. Luckily, in more recent years, they've taken a much more lighthearted approach to the situation, probably because their initial fanbase have grown up to be adults by now and are able to laugh about the whole thing. In a supposedly official Twitter account belonging to Dr. Quack, @MD_Quack, a 2017 tweet reads, "I think I understand the confusion now. I was never the Webkinz killer. It was my wardrobe that was killer." #ThrowbackThursday. And attached to the tweet is an illustration of Dr. Quack in a dapper outfit doing the "you know I had to do it to him" pose. This tweet is so weird. I wish I could show it to you, but you'll just have to look it up for yourself, unfortunately. Luckily, not everyone at the time believed the rumors. On Tamatalk, a web forum dedicated to all things Tamagotchi and other virtual pet, there is a thread discussing the Webkinz killer. A reply from user Swedish Sugar reads,
"There's no killer out there! A knife or a gun to use on your Webkinz? Please! Get thinking, Webkinz lovers, nothing is wrong. If I believed that, I probably had my brain taken out. It's just a rumor made up by some pea brains who think that we freak out for everything and fall for every joke, prank, hook, line, and sinker."
In response to someone joking about Miss Birdie chopping the head off of your Webkinz, user Squidward is Cool said,
"No. On my Miss Birdie trading card, it said she was the nicest penguin in Webkinz world."
What an honest response. This kid seems so genuinely upset about this Miss Birdie slander. I feel so bad for them. I do want to briefly get into the speculation over how the Webkinz killer supposedly made it into the game. There is, of course, the theory that Neopets managed to somehow gain consciousness and break out of their game to invade the Webkinz world, which you already know my opinion about. I think that that theory is very plausible, and extremely likely. Obviously. Next up is the theory that a quote-unquote hacker somehow managed to hack into Webkinz and added all of these dark, violent occurrences into the game. Now, I suppose that theoretically this wouldn't be completely outside the realm of possibility. Like, if a skilled enough hacker were to somehow gain access to the Webkinz source code, they could potentially mod all of these things into the game, and then, assuming they also had access to whatever system the developers used to push game updates, push this weird, modified build of the game to the live server. But also, obviously, this didn't happen and is an extremely goofy idea. The last and most realistic theory is that the Webkinz killer was the work of some disgruntled ex-employee or a rogue employee of some kind. If a Webkinz developer was fired by Gans but didn't have their online credentials disabled upon severance, yeah, I guess they could maybe theoretically pull off something like this, depending on how complex the process of pushing out an update to the live server is. Even though this is the most realistically feasible theory for how a Webkinz killer could show up in game, it's still extremely silly and, most importantly, didn't happen. Overall, the Webkinz killer is nothing more than a hoax cooked up by some weird children almost 2 decades ago. Obviously, we all know that— wait, what the—
hello?
Oh shit, oh shit, I gotta get out of here! I gotta—
I'm Miss Birdie!
Thanks for listening to the inaugural episode of Netscape Netizen. Sorry if this podcast episode seemed a bit erratic in nature. This is my first time in a while trying to make long-form content, as well as my first time ever trying to make just strictly audio content. I'm usually a video editor, and so I also usually have, video that I can rely on to kind of carry the content, but this is a bit more of a challenge for me. Hopefully we'll get better in the future. I already have a second episode in the works, so if you enjoyed what you heard today, please feel free to follow the podcast page and or follow me on Twitter at RebiDezi. That's RebiDezi. If you want to see some of the other stuff I do, including short-form video on TikTok or game development, you can check out my website, scootakip.card.co. That's scootakip.card.co. Thanks again for listening, and I hope to see you in the next one.